This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. 8 p.m. to midnight. This is Power Perspective with Seven Zilin Gambule.
Welcome to it. This is the Power Perspective. Hello, hi. Seven Zilin Gambule with you until midnight. Shab Kunjan.
Evening, Seven Zilin and the Power Fam listeners. Seven Zilin, there's another story merging there by Mokopane in Limpopo, the Moshate Sporting Complex that has been abandoned. Apparently, the sporting complex was 36 million and now it has been abandoned as we speak.
Be like France. Send your voice note on 083-303-7093 or give us a ring on 0861-987-000. In a moment we speak to the mayor of the city of Johannesburg, but quickly let me take Utami in White City. Tami, evening, go for it.
Hey man, wonke lama drivers abhenywayo they know ukuthi bangawastopa kanjani but abanamsebenzi abafuni ukuyikhuluma nakuma campaign wabo, you understand? Yeah, they won't be cool because even nabantwana abakhuliswe kahle from emakubo abafundiswa babhatalele iy'khulisisa ezinzima ekugcineni sebadla ama-drugs. Nabantu bakabhekisele they know ukuthi lawo ma-drugs athengiswa kuphi, ayenziwani. Angaze ngize mina bathi umuntu wama-drugs uboshiwe uthole isigwebo esingalo. The only thing uyakwazi ukudila ngamanye amakhambi, why leyo ama-drugs imhlula? Yayibona ukuthi kuhlungu kanjani. And then AS2 le kambalula le ye-transport naye ama-train ayamhlula right now ku-cutting edge. Kuke kwavela some other foreigner waseLesotho akhatha i-whatever i-copper whatever, wakhuluma straight la Lesotho wathi hayi into esiyikhiphayo it's copper.
Oh, Tami, your line is gone, mate. Nati, quick one from you in Forkville. Hello.
Hello, sis.
Good, thanks, Nati. How do you say where you're from? Because yeah, for a second I thought Mzotugan. How do you say?
Forkville.
Forkville. Go for it, Nati.
Makalona Mikatonville. Nendava le stadium, the Sale Eastern Cape.
Say 15 meters.
Sister, I go as you see where I go.
Nati.
Ekuseni ngibambe kancane ngakuye ngayishiya ngabobhizi ngenye into uthithi ubratithi ekhuluma ngayo le nto ukuthi kanti i-15 million angazi ngilibambe even imitha kodwa hayibo nange-500 stadium lesa iyaqualify mos i-half a million le kuleya nto leya ngombono nje wami uvo nje lwami hayibo 15 leya nto le yenziwe lapho bapendele nala okumele bagijime khona kupendiwe yabona nje le nto yenziwe mhlawumbe abantu nje abawu-5 inkontrak nje hayibo umphakathi ohlanganisa imali ukuthi azizameni abanandawo ukudlala 15 million sisi hayi khona
sikhala sonke nathi sikhala sonke bahlulwe naye reborn to open the stadium sakhona nathi thank you very much nathi in Forkville. Up next, I speak to the mayor of the city of Johannesburg, Paul Moran.
Good evening, Sebenzile, and good evening to the listeners of Power FM, and thank you for the invite.
Perfect timing also, just 3 weeks ahead of the elections, to promise your citizens or residents of the city of Joburg that you can, in fact, be part of the solution, a long-term solution, in fact, is what you're trying to do here to put an end to the issues around power supply. How, in fact, will you make that happen?
The city of Johannesburg City Power started negotiations with Kelvin Power sometime last year to extend the current PPA, which was there for the past 20 years, which is coming to an end of this month. And the negotiations have been vigorous because you are dealing with something very complex where the city is going to save 1.4 billion going forward with added capacity from 80 megawatts to 180 megawatts at a lower price, which is compared to Eskom tariff.
So let's talk a bit, Mayor, about the areas that, in fact, you will be covering, right? It isn't the whole of Joburg. It's only just a couple of areas.
The power that we get from Kelvin gets fed to Sebenza substation located in the West Rand. The Sebenza substation provides electricity to the northeastern part of Johannesburg, which is Houghton, Melrose, Bramley, Kew,
Alexandra, all those areas are supplied by that, substation. But we are saying, Eskom, if you say cut 200, we are ready to cut 200, but don't touch anywhere in Johannesburg, because we are saving you 200, because that's what you want us to say. That's a different matter. The issue that the people of Soweto and other townships are experiencing, like Orange Farm, Deep Slot, Ivory Park, and Fynetown, it's something different.
Let me ask you to pause, because you're going into government speak here. So let's clarify some issues, right? That this particular agreement assists when you're talking about load shedding. When we talk about load reduction in particular, you still some ways from finding a solution for that. Am I understanding you correctly?
No, I'm separating the two issues. Load shedding is something else. It's when Eskom has run out of capacity and they have to cut from everyone.
Right, reducing demand, right.
Yes, load reduction. They target areas where payment levels are low and say we are short of capacity. It's not huge, it's minimal, but we have cut, then they apply load reduction, and they've done it in Soweto and other areas where they supply within the city of Johannesburg.
Uh-huh.
But we are saying as the city, it's unacceptable that you are punishing an area, because in that area, there are people who are paying for the electricity. Why do they have to get punished? Eskom has not applied load reduction in Sandton as an example, because the payment level is high. But I'm saying there are people who are paying in Soweto.
My guest this evening is the mayor of the city of Johannesburg, Paul Morane. Your calls on 0861-987-000. Raymond, you're in Soweto. Go for it.
Mayor, the president was in Nomzamo, close to Orlando last month, together with the previous mayor. May his soul rest in peace. And the people there have been without electricity for 2 years. And they were promised by the president that within a week, Eskom will be in Nomzamo to fix the problem of electricity. So I'm checking with you, Mayor, how far is that process of fixing electricity problem in Nomzamo?
It's also here from George, who's in Ivory Park. Hello, George.
And luckily, because of I saw you pass by my area on Saturday. So the place where you passed, and then that's the place where we had a problem, even since we don't have the power. Even like now, when I'm speaking to you, I'm speaking over the radio now. But because I'm speaking to you, so I just want to find out, because of from where you were going to the, I think on Saturday you were in Rubber Ridge teaching campaign. So I just want to find out how long will it take us to get the transformer, because our problem here is a transformer, which seems to, if you see, it's almost 4 months now, we never had anything.
George in Ivory Park, thank you for your call. Let's also hear from Easy in Sosha. Easy, go for it.
There's a big problem in South Africa, and I think because maybe we're in election time, he is like, I think what I'm getting a sense of, he's trying to blame entirely, or to put the whole blame entirely on Eskom. There is a very bad culture of non-payment in South Africa. And yes, there are people who are paying, and there are those. And it's really difficult. You need to give us the technical explanation of how you're going to deal with people who have breached. One neighbor is paying, his electricity is fine, but that's how you're transferring or giving that person power through your lines, your active lines. So the other one will tap on those and just, how are you going to do that? You cannot police each and every cable or every house every day. So I'm failing to understand. It's almost like trying to, I want a lead that is fair. And when the people are wrong, and where the community is also contributing to this problem, because you need to sustain this problem. You have to pay for it. There's no way you can run a company at a loss.
Mr. Mayor, if you can just respond to those, I know I must let you go now.
I'm happy that the president is from Boksburg, probably doesn't understand the issues in Johannesburg, which are quite different from a good lady. The president visit Nomzamo because Nomzamo had no electricity for 3 years, and he was concerned that how do people stay for 3 years without electricity, and he made an undertaking that he will make sure that the people of Nomzamo have electricity. It's not electionary. It is because of it's a concern. And I can safely say the people of Nomzamo, they have their transformers been fixed and they will have electricity soon. There was a shortage of material on Friday when I visited, and I got assurance that they will be switched on once the material was delivered. In terms of Chesla in Alexandra, which he doesn't agree with me, which I accept, we can also agree on the same thing. But the people of Alexandra Township are connected. There are only isolated areas which they have connected illegally, and it's in River Park.
Power Perspective with Sebenzile Ngambule. Call Sebenzile on 0861-987-000.
I like the way Wavian Gating puts someone who will do a better job. Yo, you know what? I've tried, all the time negivotela ANC until givotela that guy Barikemang Solim Sima. Because of Natli lay somewhere ko Pretoria Arasa before Eva Mayor. Arasa ore, I will do this, I'll do that. And then like, karai, let me give a man a chance. You know, these people once man nagos too long. Believe me. Ba levala these people. Like in fact ba no regisetsa ntwe seng teng these people ba no phela ba re shaya shaya gore bona ba be sharp wa tlhaloganye mara anyway it's life
bathong Sebenzile Ngambule ke malesela mo angidikitlana maabane I said it in Navarre. I am going to vote for the first time and I registered specifically to vote the ANC out. I want to vote the ANC out because otherwise re tlo nna re complain ne ka ona mogwano re mfuna o hambe na mo yo bona la sitlala kona isimo sa kona because ke re na re votelang those people out. Now we need to take action ro votela those people out. That is the only way we are going to survive. Vote ANC out, otherwise re lo nna re complain na labantu a masela la maka hambe a masela asiwa funa a masela but as long as re ba votela nothing will change, so let us go there, vote them out.
Tabo, you in a Kuruleni, hi there.
New Dawn.
What New Dawn?
We were sold the dummy. If they are serious about fighting crime, why is Nomvula Mukonyana still gallivanting the streets? Why is Matashe still a minister? This one, Mukonyana, even changed the color of her vehicle without notifying the authorities. But that was nothing. We are told it's New Dawn. Look what is happening today. General Khehla Sithole, a police officer, a seasoned police officer, is being sacrificed because of a civilian called Becky Khehla. What is that? We are told that is New Dawn. We are tired of these people, Sebi.
Okay, I mean, this Thole matter though, hey? You think he's got nothing to answer for? There are question marks there.
These things happened long time ago, very, very long time ago. If he had something to answer, why didn't he answer that time? Why are they sacrificing him now?
I mean, if long time ago, you mean the beginning of the year, Tabo, because you'll remember that's where the matter comes from. IPIT just says, want some information. They refuse.
Show me a person there from the ANC who has nothing to answer.
All right, I'm joined now in studio this evening by the Deputy President of the Economic Freedom Fighters, Mr. Floyd Shavambo. Good to have you in studio, Floyd. Are you well?
No, I'm well, and thanks for having us today.
The stamina required for campaigns is quite something. You are crisscrossing the country. You're going everywhere and anywhere that you need to be, and it's only about to get even busier over the next couple of weeks leading up to 1 November. How has it been so far, and what is still to come in terms of going everywhere where you feel you still need to fight for those votes?
No, look, it's so far so good. The reception that the Economic Freedom Fighters has received from voters is overwhelming. So a lot of people are beginning to appreciate what the EFF stands for. So the bigger number of people, so as compared to all our previous elections, we are doing significantly better in terms of coverage of all the wards and speaking to different constituencies. So it's so far so good, and we're intensifying the work. Our ground forces are speaking to voters every day, getting their names and confirming that they're going to vote for the EFF.
We know some parties have, of course, struggled even with funding, internal issues. Some posters went up late and so on. It isn't an issue that you've had as a party, hey?
Look, and like, do you know what happens is that because we know as the EFF that from time to time, we should participate in elections. We always prepare for proper election campaigns in terms of what happens. We take a very frugal approach in terms of how we spread our resources everywhere so that we have the necessary impact. So we of course, because we are the third biggest political party, the highest number of votes we ever got was 1.8 million out of 17 million voters. So the amounts of money that gets allocated by the IEC, by different legislatures, will be far much lesser than the ruling parties in different municipalities and different provinces. But with those little resources, we try to reach out to as many people as possible.
How much have you spent so far on the campaign?
That report, by the way, will be tabled to the Independent Electoral Commission in the intervals within which the reports have to be tabled. Remember that in terms of the political party funding legislation, we have to give full account of our expenses, inclusive of the donations and whatever interventions that could have been made, whether it's donations in kind or in cash. So that information will be revealed by the Independent Electoral Commission. So we cannot give any realistic estimation thus far.
But in general, I mean, you're seeing the treasurer signing off invoices. Invoices are coming in.
Yeah,
we do not deal
with it like in that way. We do not communicate things that are not sure about, that we cannot give
it. But you have a sense.
I don't. There isn't such yet. We will have a correct sense, and it is not going to be hidden as to just how much money was expended for the election program. It will be public information.
But the money is there. You're not struggling to pay people who need to do the job.
So that report, which the IEC is going to publish and which is going to be public information, is going to deal with all of those issues.
Let's take a call from Thabo in Menland on this very issue. Thabo, good evening. Go for it, mate.
Yeah, let me just start by saying, Fred, don't make us fools. You say that the intercontinental development system cannot take place as long as the intercontinental trade is not taking place. You are talking crap, Fred. Let me tell you, Rwanda, as it is right now, is developing at a faster pace, actually, to even pass South Africa. Paul Kagame is developing Rwanda right now. Why is it, and Rwanda is in Africa, why is it developing? Is it because of the fact that there's no intercontinental trade with other countries in Africa? Don't lie to us for it. Now, the immigration issue. Now, as long as we and Ali Julius are talking the language of you thinking that South Africans are stupid, Fred, we are not stupid. South Africa is not Africa. That's one thing that you have to understand. South Africa cannot solve the problem of the whole of Africa. We, yes, can contribute towards solving. Of course, that's what you are trying to advocate, to help Africa to develop. But we cannot be solving all these countries' problems. As I'm talking to you, Zimbabwe has actually tightened its immigration rules. Today, you are advocating for borderless South Africa. What are you trying to say?
Thabo in Mums, hi.
Good evening, Sir Seven. I'm going to be straight to the point, as Thabo from Menland was stating. We are not idiots. We are not fools. They mustn't take us for some ride. Why are they, if it's an intercontinental connection, why is EFF not having its position, its high position to the foreigners? We are not complaining about people who are bringing investment to this country. We are complaining about someone who's carrying a gun and is able to shoot a person and is not recognizable. If that guy claims that he's got the capabilities of welcoming everybody, let him welcome me to his house.
Can I speak to those two, please?
You know, some of the levels of interventions that have been made by the first caller are actually laughable and senseless. I mean, like, how do you say South Africa is not Africa? Like, it's south of Africa, it's part of Africa. It's basic logic. Like, why do you even want to suggest that South Africa is not Africa? South Africa is part of the African continent in terms of what we stand for. We are not advocating for illegality as the EFF. We must deal with all criminals, whether they come from different parts of the African continent or whether they are South African. Criminals, we must be very hard and be very decisive in dealing with. We must isolate the criminals and deal with that and everything else there.
Yeah.
But to then equate that people who come from the African continent are automatically criminals, it's foolhardy. There's no other way to explain that. It's actually some degree of senselessness which we can characterize much more deeply in terms of what happens. And by the way, part of the contributions to Rwanda's rapid development, it's opening of entry to the African continent. A lot of people are allowed to enter Rwanda. Like, it goes very aggressive in terms of inviting people to visit Rwanda. Like, they even go on to international platforms to advertise people to visit Rwanda in terms of what gets to happen, because they know that the more people you have, the more economic activity rises, and then it gets to develop collectively. Also, check in other parts of the African continent in ECOWAS. They abolished visas and beginning to be much more integrated. They are speaking about centralizing the currency. We do not want to beg people to vote for us if they want to be xenophobic and self-hating. If it's convenient for you, if you have left the EFF because you're xenophobic, good riddance. We do not want people who come into the EFF with xenophobic tendencies of wanting to hate their own African brothers. We are a pan-Africanist organization that is unapologetic about supporting our black brothers and sisters, but we do not promote illegality. We do not promote illegal immigration.
Dandy Matunja.
Kodwa kuzomela ukuthi bayihlaziye kahle le nto abayikhulumayo ngoba yabezwa nabantu babhodla umlilo nje besho kumuzi ehlazi. Ngiyacabanga ukuthi njengoba ngisho ukuthi nje I think kusho konke uma ngithi kuyaphuzeka kona noma kuwumuntu.
Send us your voice notes on 083-303-7093.
Good evening, Sisebenzile, Thomas Etipsluit. I'm just want to say I'm so thankful to have such leaders, such an organization as this movement, the EFF. You know, when you are a South African and when you see the Reds, you know you are safe. In your clear cut, you know you are safe. EFF is everywhere. It stands for everything, whereby a government life failure corner, they come out and talk and stand for the blacks. Yo, I'm so proud. I cannot say much. Now we are Zwelenje, their manifesto. Yo, Sisebenzile, yo, as in, they will always have my vote. Nje, friends, family, but close now, I'll make sure, I'll lobby that EFF gets their vote.
Hello, Floyd. Bengithi ngizonivotela. Mina bengithi ngizonivotela. Kodwa ngoba nivula amabhoda, bye-bye. Angeke ngisanivotela. Ngoba mina mangiya kwamanye amazwe ngihamba ngepassport. Manje why labantu laba abazongena la ngaphandle kumapassport? Kwenzakalani? Yes, sis. Izwi lethu ngathi li-mix up kanje. Bye-bye, fan. Sorry.
8 p.m. to midnight. This is Power Perspective with Sibenzile Ngambule. You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.